Good morning, it's Friday the 7th of November. I'm Sasha Keir with today's news, sports and weather. Starting with national news, police are warning motorists not to pick up hitchhikers in the Eschdorf area after burglars fled the scene of a break-in early this morning. The appeal was issued shortly before 6 a.m. today. Police are asking anyone who sees anything suspicious to call 113 immediately. Health Minister Martine Desprez has responded to plans for a new medical clinic near the airport, insisting Luxembourg will not have a tertiary medicine. Doctors Philip Wilmers and Alain Schmidt plan to open the clinic in March. Desprez told RTL she welcomes initiatives to bring more doctors to Luxembourg, but does not understand claims about a shortage in the profession. In other news, drones have again disrupted Belgian air traffic, forcing Brussels Airport to suspend operations for half an hour last night. One flight had to divert to Amsterdam. Belgium's defence minister is calling the repeated incidents this week professionally coordinated attacks that have closed the airports and a military base. Germany is now sending counter-drone specialists to help Belgium defend against the threat. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban is meeting US President Donald Trump at the White House today. The main topic is Russia's war against Ukraine. Orban is considered the EU leader most sympathetic to Russia, frequently drawing criticism in Brussels. The two will primarily discuss Russian oil and gas imports. And US forces struck another boat in the Caribbean yesterday, killing three people and bringing the death toll from Washington's anti-narcotics campaign to at least 70. Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth said the vessel was operated by a designated terrorist organization. The US has destroyed at least 18 vessels since September, but has yet to provide concrete evidence the targets were smuggling drugs. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with football, national coach Jeff Strasser has announced his squad for Luxembourg's World Cup qualifiers against Germany and Northern Ireland. Ines Mahmutovic, Evandro Borges, Mika Pinto and Vincent Till all miss out through injury. Mirza Mustafic returns after nearly a year, while Abdoulaye Djabi Embolo earns his first serious senior call-up. The Red Lions are hosting Germany on the 14th of November before travelling to Northern Ireland 3 days later. And Aston Villa defeated Maccabi Tel Aviv 2-0 in a heavily secured Europa League match in Birmingham last night. More than 700 police officers were deployed as pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel protesters held separate demonstrations outside Villa Park. Six arrests were made for offences including racial aggravation. No Maccabi fans were allowed at the match. Despite a few clouds here and there, it's going to be a generally pleasant day with plenty of sunshine from morning until late afternoon. As for the temperatures, it will generally be around 1 degree cooler than yesterday. A minimum of 5 to 7 degrees and a maximum of 10 to 12 degrees can be expected.